Okay, next. Now we're going to talk about telephones. The problem with using telephones on Shabbos. Now, there's a number of issues when you use a telephone. I mean, I'm talking about not cell phones. Let's talk about the good old-fashioned landlines, like they call them.
The flip phones?
Now, you have number one, you have lifting the receiver off the hook. Then you have dialing the number. And then you have talking on the telephone. And then you have putting the speaker back on the phone, back to the handset, whatever, back to the phone. Those are four different things. Each one is forbidden. Each one is forbidden. Now, about cell phones, we'll see a little bit later. Now, when you lift up the receiver from the phone, it causes, that's where the dial tone goes on. How did you get the dial tone? Again, you close the circuit, like any other electrical things, like turning on the thing. So some people say it's biblical, some people say it's rabbinic. Like we said before, the whole electricity is an argument, basically, if it's biblical or rabbinic. It's definitely forbidden. The question is it biblical or rabbinic? So again, this is either biblical havada, biblical electricity, or rabbinic electricity. That's number one. Then when you dial, it creates electrical currents between the telephone that you're calling from and the guy on the receiving end. So again, it causes this thing. Again, biblical or rabbinic. Now, when you speak, what are you doing when you speak? By the way, that's less of a problem than actually picking up the receiver. Picking up a receiver, halachically, is worse than speaking through the telephone. Because speaking through the telephone, all you're really doing is what's called meilid. You're creating a sound. You're creating a sound that didn't exist before. And then it's heard somewhere else. And then when you put the phone back onto the hook, so again, you're doing what you did when you're doing the opposite of what you did when you dialed, when you picked up the receiver. So basically, there's four aspects of a phone. Each one of them is forbidden. Now, what happens, God forbid, if there's an emergency situation? So then it's a mitzvah to use the phone the quickest, best possible way. Okay, that God forbid you're in a shul, something happens or whatever, you have to call a hatzalah or a 911, depending where you live, which one's quicker. The bottom line is then you have a mitzvah to use the telephone, right? And it's the best mitzvah. So if time is of the essence, so then you have to call right away. If time is not of the essence, in other words, it's not an emergency, i.e., again, this whole priest's cell phones, just understand the concept of the telephone. Let's say the wife is going to the hospital to have a baby. So another minute or so usually won't make a difference. So if time's not of the essence, it's best to minimize the desecration of Shabbos as much as possible. Now, if picking up the receiver from the hook is creating a circuit, which is either biblically forbidden or rabbinically forbidden, the best thing would be to kick the phone off the receiver or do it with a shinui, because then you're doing something rabbinic, because you're not doing it the normal way of doing it. The same thing when you dial. If you can dial not with your fingers like you normally dial. Normally when you dial, you use your fingers. What happens if you use your knuckles instead? Or you take a spoon or a fork and you dial the number, you know, or anything, a toothpick, whatever you have there, to dial it instead of with your fingers, which is, again, not the normal way of dialing. So then you're also minimizing as much as possible. Now, speaking is speaking. So obviously, if you can minimize the amount that you have to speak on the telephone, obviously you do. But otherwise, for sure you do. And then, One second. And then the question is, when I want to put back the phone on the receiver. So the only question over here is like this. If I'm afraid a doctor is going to call back, or the nurse or the doula or somebody is going to call back, so then I could put it back on the receiver. Because again, I may be waiting for a phone call that could be pikuach nefesh. But if I know for sure we're leaving and there's no need to, then you shouldn't put the phone back onto the hook. Because there's no reason to put it on. It's not, that's creating Shabbos for no reason. Now, the same thing applies for a chayla she'ein by sakana. Okay? Now, this is a person that you must call, Hatzolah 911. But sometimes time is of the essence. Sometimes time is not of the essence. So if time is of the essence, you just dial regularly, do what you need to do. Otherwise, you do this procedure that we said. The same thing if you need to call a doctor. Somebody is ill, but not deathly ill. But you need to speak to the doctor. So ideally, you should find a guy to make the phone call. If not, again, you just do it with a shinui, more than different than you normally would do it.
Old telephones, they weren't.
No.
They're not related to electricity. The old telephone.
Yeah, but you're still having the. You're still connecting. The, why? What makes the dial tone?
There's no voltage, huh? There's no voltage. No. When the electricity used to go off, the telephone is still working.
No, one second. How did you get a dial tone then? What happened?
There is no voltage in the wire.
It's not electricity.
In the old phones, yes? They're even the rotary phones. Yeah? Not the push button phones. By the way, for all the great chassidim, the Rebbe's phone in his room, you see it even now, the Rebbe's phone in his room was a rotary phone. Not even the push button.
Right.
They've had a rotary phone, the good old-fashioned phone. Now, yeah, but what happens when you pick it up, you get a dial tone? What happens?
In the phone line itself?
There has to be some current of some sort. If not, what makes the dial tone? And you're putting it back, you stop the dial tone. It's not that there's always a dial tone and now you hear it. There has.
I just know when the electricity is off, the phone used to work.
But there's something that there was, I don't know. I'm just saying the fact, l'chayra, is that this is a physics question. But l'chayra, it did create a dial tone, then not create. So it's mylid also. You're still creating a pattern. Okay, anyway. Okay, now. Now, these same things obviously apply to a smartphone, okay, to a cell phone. So, first of all, when you turn it on, again, it's a battery, but the battery is electricity, like we learned, right? Then you dial the number. Again, it's the same thing.
No, the old phone there.
Now, I'm saying.
Yeah, but the old phone there has battery.
I'm saying, but even the old telephones, there was something you accomplished when you dialed. You created a connection to the guy down the block or around the country that you're calling.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a connection somehow. Either through telephone wires underground or whatever. Okay, but there's still something. So now, the next thing is like this. Can you use a microphone, intercom, hearing aid? There's a lot of issues. For instance, let's go one thing at a time. A microphone. Can you use a microphone on Shabbos?
Are you allowed to?
So the answer is, you're not allowed to use a microphone on Shabbos. There was one time that certain Rabbanim permitted a microphone and they were blasted by all the Rabbanim around the world. No, that was a different story. Then it was Pikuach Nefesh. But by the way, during the Yom Kippur War, I remember, I was a Bacher then, okay? Ramesh Feinstein, the Yom Kippur War went from Kippur into Sukkot, into the first days of Sukkot. Ramesh Feinstein came out with a psak, was spread around the world, that you're not allowed to leave your radios on during the Yom Kippur for Sukkot. Why? First of all, what you hear the news here, what are you helping? You can't do it. You're not helping in Israel. It's just for information. Information, you can't have a radio on for Shabbos, a Yom Kippur. Plus, he said, you might make it louder or, softer or louder, or you might change channels. You want to get from CBS to CNN. So you're going to change your channel. So you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to leave the radios on. Came out with a general psak. But now, the microphone is like this. Microphone, even if the switch is turned on before Shabbos, that you're not closing any currents and anything like that. But the fact that you're talking into the microphone, you are again making the electrical appliance work by amplifying the voice. So you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You can use, by the way, a non-electric megaphone. A megaphone that you just talk into and it's like a cone, and therefore it directs the sound in a certain direction so people can hear it better. So that you're allowed to use on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to use anything electrical. Now here's another interesting thing. A lot of people ask this Shaila, I don't know why, I mean, he writes something that doesn't, but Begashmis doesn't make sense. And that's like this. Many people have a baby monitor. Okay? They have a baby's room, and they have a monitor because they want to hear the baby when it cries, when it doesn't cry, you know. So here he writes, yeah, you're allowed to leave it on, but the adult should make sure not to talk when they're in the room. Okay? Which, this is... Are they realistic or not? Forget the halacha. Are they realistic or not? A baby cries. Usually the mother walks into the room and says, "Sha, sha, sha." So you're talking into the microphone, into an intercom. Intercom is the same thing. Again, your voice. You don't want to, but it's inevitable. It's a secretion. The bottom line is you're talking into the microphone. So you wouldn't be allowed to. Yeah, if you make sure 100% that nobody is talking, yeah, then you would be allowed to. To have a baby, the baby's not mechuyev mitzvahs. You turn it on before Shabbos. No, but it's for the sake of the baby. The baby has a din of a chayla, so it's different. But practically speaking, yeah, halacha is like this. If nobody talks in the room, then you can have it on. Just to hear the baby cry. But that's not a reality. The reality is you come into the room, that's it. So then you wouldn't be allowed to use a baby monitor either on Shabbos. No. We'll come to hearing aid in a second. Similar to hearing aid.
Would it be able to speak?
Not directly into it.
Not directly into it, but around there. Would I be able
what
to
do
speak?
You mean around there?
Some guy over here has a hearing aid, and I want to talk to you.
A hearing aid or a microphone? No. There's a difference.
Same, let's say, what's with regards to
okay, so let's talk about a hearing aid, and then you'll understand the same thing over there. Not if you're speaking into the phone.
No, not into the phone, but if you're speaking next to them, it's going to transmit your voice also.
Yeah, but the question is it psikresha, it's called psikresha leinichalei, psikresha you're not happy about, so there's an aruch that's mekel, and the halacha is not like the aruch. It's a very complicated, it's not so simple. You should be careful not to, because the person on the other end of your phone is gonna hear you. Now, you're not intending to speak, but the bottom line is the phone will pick up your voice and it's going to make whatever, the phone go.
The issue is using electricity, or the issue is making a sound?
Both. If you're creating a sound that didn't exist before, no, because of electricity. But... Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to talk on Shabbos?
No.
Good idea. During the week, for sure not. No.
You're allowed to talk.
Are you creating a sound? Why isn't that Moilid? Why aren't you creating something new that didn't exist before?
Because I'm not using electricity.
By the way, if somebody speaks, okay, let's say you have, again, like you said, Alexa is over there, yeah? And you say, Alexa, do turn on the motor. Alexa. Turn on the music, whatever, yeah? Bottom line is, that talking is as if you flip the switch. The talking is flipping a switch. We'll soon see about walking by a house where the lights go on. One second. So over there, there's a difference if it's your house or not your house. But even though you're just walking by, according to Allah, it's still called your action. What?
If somebody shows you a picture on a cell
If the person desecrated Shabbos by doing it, then you're benefiting from a mlocha that a Jew did, so you can't.
Okay. What force if a Jew is speaking on the phone on Shabbos next to you, or a Goy?
A Jew.
Where should I be more careful?
Both. But especially a Jew.